Hello everyone, Bruce Edwin here, back to you with HollywoodSentinel.com. And as many of you know, I'm also CEO of Star Power Management and have been a model and talent manager for many years. With that, I've seen literally over 10,000 aspiring actors and models throughout the years. And with that, I've learned quite a bit regarding models, regarding actors. And when I say the word actor, it applies in our industry to both genders, so male or female. So what I want to share with you folks today is this. Many people have came into my office or called me and emailed or texted, said, Bruce, what is your opinion? Do you think I should get, and I'm not going to say the words I use, but it refers to a breast augmentation or a Botox injection and things of this sort. And my answer is always clearly and emphatically the same. The answer is always, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, 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 no. Should absolutely not. If you want to slowly or possibly even relatively quickly kill yourself, then sure, go for it. But no, I do not recommend Botox or plastic surgery or any so-called cosmetic surgery. Okay, why? Because over the years, I have seen and witnessed and heard of countless stories from innumerable young women who have had nightmare experiences, living actual nightmare experiences, nightmares they could wake up from, but this was their real life. The surgery would go awry, things would start slipping, they would have nerves that would start going haywire, things would leak into their blood, just insane, horrible things. I had one actress and model asked me one time, she said, do you think I should get this? I said, absolutely not. Of course not. You look beautiful the way you are. Don't change your body. If anyone says you need to, you don't need them in your life. Whether it's a producer, director, casting director, talent agent, talent manager, boyfriend, husband, aspiring husband, aspiring agent, whoever, if anyone tells you, even as a male or a female, that you need to do surgery on your body cosmetically, tell them politely where to go. Okay, it is your body, and you should appreciate and cherish and love the body and face that you were given at birth. Okay, do not change it. So this woman, I told her, absolutely don't do this. And she said, oh, really? Why do you think so? I gave her some stories. And sure enough, she came back and hadn't heard from her for over a month or more. I get a text or call from her one time at ridiculous hour of night. It was like 12:30 after midnight or 1 a.m. or something like that. I was half asleep. And she was begging me to speak with her, and she was sobbing and crying and sobbing and crying. And so much, I said, what is wrong? I thought she had been abused or in a fight or something. Well, she had the surgery, and she had plastic surgery, cosmetic, serious thing. And she was in so much excruciating pain, she thought she was going to literally die. Okay, so folks, do not get this. Now, this same woman, by the way, she kept getting things done, she had to get things moved and rearranged and thought it wasn't too big and then too small and then all these insane things that got under her head. And then one time I saw her at a red carpet event, huge, you know, exciting red carpet event. I saw her, I said, what happened? happened to your face? You know, because, and I tried to say this as politely as I could, but I, you know, anyone that knows me, I tend to speak my mind, and maybe more than I should, but that's another story. So I said, what happened to your face? And I felt bad for her because it looked like she had been abused. And I asked her this specifically because I knew she had been trying to escape an abusive domestic situation. So I thought this guy had beaten her up and that we were going to have to try intervene and stop it. And I said, did he hit you again? What happened? Did you get it? She had black eyes. She looked horribly assaulted. It was horrible. And she had these really bad marks, black and blue, all over her face. And she said, oh, no, I just came from the doctor. He just had some Botox. Crazy! Are you kidding me? And you're going to go out in public like that? Number one, Botox is poison. Look it up. Google it. Now, not everything in Google is correct, obviously. Can't believe everything on the internet. But some things you can. Botulism poisoning, folks, is a real thing. Okay, so plastic surgeons, you're going to hate me. I don't care. Avoid Botox. Avoid plastic surgery. This is Bruce Edwin, CEO of Star Power Management. Love the face and body you were born with. Advertisers, reach the stars. Give us a call, 310-226-7176. That's 310-226-7176. And if someone tries to tell you to change anything about you, you know, that involves a knife or surgery or anesthesia or needles, run away. Just, you don't need them in your life, okay? Hope you've enjoyed this new issue. Check out our pages, explore, come back, visit often. Let us know what you want to hear. And if you want to reach us, give that number a call. We'll have a link on this page as well. And hope you have a great day.